Kenta Scuna, no Ice Punk. 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 Kenta Scuna, no Ice Punk.
Goodness gracious, gracious me. It is show number 45 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, welcome to show number 45 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner, just like Charles said. And today, we have a very special
guest
on
this
show.
Today.
Welcome. We have a guest. He's a composer. I think he was a drummer once. And, or maybe he still is a drummer. And his name is, and I've known him for a while. And his name is.
I've known him too, by the way.
Shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Your mama.
His name is Michael Gatanska. Say hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
He's drinking a beer.
Yes.
Charles is wearing a, you know, pretty gay shirt. And we're here on a Saturday
not
afternoon.
Not a shirt, okay.
We're here on a Saturday afternoon. We're having a nice time. We're going to listen to some music by Michael Gatanska. Mike and I go back to Manhattan School of Music.
I go back with him too to Manhattan School of Music.
Yeah, but we didn't really like you back then.
Well, you know.
Okay, Mike, say something. Say hello. Oh, he already
said hello.
Oh, God damn it, that was it. Charles, ask him your question.
Obvious question. What made you want to write?
Write what?
Anything. What made you want to create? What started the process?
Charles.
This is going to be a long answer. Everybody buckle up.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it happened one day.
Is that a movie? Let me give you some backup.
Can that be my answer?
No, wait. Now let's.
I can't. My keyboard's broken.
Oh.
Okay, you're gonna answer? Answer.
Yeah, I did.
I want more.
Okay, thank you.
It happened one day, go ahead.
Yes. I was just so, I have to stick with that answer at this point.
It happened one day.
Yes. Isn't that how it happens?
Yeah.
Mike is being difficult.
That is the dumbest answer I've ever heard.
Wait a minute. That was the question. Let me ask you, when did you decide to write?
I was 15 years old. I got out of the... All right. I could go on, you know, but if I do, then I'm taking over the show. And we have
nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Besides, so. We've already heard the story. The board is the first
time. All right.
Time.
Give me the mic. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way... Yeah. Yes. I was in college.
You was in college.
Yes.
And it happened one day.
And I wasn't sure if I was going to, like...
We're having a lot of fun here. Noise yeah.
Yes. No, I wasn't.
Just
no. Okay.
Here.
Basically, what happened was I was taking, I was studying music, and I was studying sociology, some other things, right? So the head of the department comes over and he says, "Hey, I have this internship for you. It'll be great. I think it'll be interesting. Do you want to do it?" And it ended up that it was I was working as an assistant for a conductor. And that conductor happened to be one of the founders of the ACO. Oh. So when I went, so I was involved going to the rehearsals. They would have rehearsals which were at the old Carroll Studios.
Right.
And so, you know, that was a very, those are really small.
Why are you laughing?
Charles,
I got the giggles, I'm sorry. I got the giggles.
He's not saying anything funny even.
I know, but you did earlier and I get them. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to apologize for Dust Gruner. He didn't take his medication.
Yeah, I did. So, yes, ACO.
Yeah, so anyway, I was in this room, and this orchestra started playing, and I was like, that's it. That's what I want to do. I want to write for the orchestra. That's
Which conductor was this, by the way?
Twinkly D. Schukopul.
Yes. Otis von Müllerstein.
Oh, God, that guy.
No.
Who was it?
Mueller. Mueller's a conductor, but he's a Jew. He was
waking up people up.
Wasn't that funny?
All right. I am going to have to apologize to the audience for the deterioration.
Deterioration.
Deterioration of our show.
Yeah.
Michael, let's just hear a piece of music and maybe we can get back. Charles' track.
Yeah, please.
Play something good.
What do you have for us?
Or whatever you have.
I don't. This has to be put into something.
Charles Mendover.
Wait, let me see that.
What do you want us to play? We'll play.
I don't know. Put out three.
Okay, we're gonna play track three. What is it called? Okay,
yeah.
Transformations of the Hummingbird for String Orchestra.
Yeah, put that on.
14 minutes. Who's playing?
Well, you're gonna put it in, and then the CD player is gonna play it.
Played by the CD player.
No. I can't even say it. Sonic is String Orchestra in New York City.
Oh, Sonic?
They're fabulous. Yeah.
This is the
gay.
What? No, he's gay.
He just pointed at Gene, by the way, when he said that. No, but anyway.
Okay. The Transformation of the Hummingbird for String Orchestra by Michael Gatanska, performed by Sonic.
Symphony Orchestra, String Orchestra, String Orchestra of New York City.
Thank you.
Ah, wow, that was an adventure. What a beautiful work. Transformation of the Hummingbird by our guest, Mike Katanska. Gene is making faces and trying to, in order to get me to laugh, and he succeeded.
That was a very beautiful work.
Very beautiful work. Well performed by Sonic, the string...
An all-woman ensemble.
Yeah. String orchestra of New York City. Who conducted, by the way?
No conductor.
I beg. That's it. Interesting. I did. There was no conductor in that piece.
Really, that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, how big? Slightly interesting.
Well, I mean, it sounded like a huge ensemble, although it was recorded very well. Maybe that was the how big an ensemble? How big a group of string orchestra was that?
There's like I think 16 violins, 4 violi. That's only 4. 2 or 3 celli. I only used one double bass, but I think there are 2.
Right. Yeah.
But conductorless.
Well done. That's for Mike Katanska's piece. We should talk a little bit about one of your associations in music is your trips to Poland, where you used to live. Right? You don't live there now.
Are you just making shit up about him?
No, right? No. You yeah. And you studied among other things. Thank you. Unlike most American-born people, they don't speak Polish fluently like you do, which I think
really?
Is awesome. Anyway, what's you, Gene? Shut the hell up! but among many of your one of your big associations with Poland is the fact that you studied with Krzysztof Penderecki. What was that like? Ladies and gentlemen,
terrible answer.
No, that beer almost went down the rock. All right, yeah, it was great.
Just to fill you in, ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 drunken idiots in
here.
We're
not even drunk.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make myself look good.
Give us a sound.
That's the inside of Charles's brain. Right.
We've done that before. It's an old joke. No, I didn't mean drunken idiots. You know, anyway.
I like Penderecki.
I like him too.
Anyway. He owes me $20.
Yeah.
But it was a good experience.
Yes. No, I mean.
This is a bizarre. What
about... No, actually, I have to say that it was. Because I was there in 1990.
Oh,
bitch. And that was. I mean, that was the time. To be there because they had just transitioned over to, Lech Wałęsa was president, and so a lot of the old communist institutions and all of this was still in place. So, you know, if I wanted to go shopping, which I had to do every day, I'd have to buy my milk at the milk store. I'd have to buy my cucumbers at the cucumber store. If I had to buy my bread, it was at the bread store. And then now, because I've been back a number of times, it's very, you know, just like Western Europe. And there's not much. In this place that is historic like Krakow, there isn't much. Well, it's, you know, a lot of Starbucks, McDonald's, and a lot of European fashion clothing stores. And so it's not the same place that it used to be where it was all Polish coffee shops and bookstores and, you know. So it's a much different city than it was when, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
But they
ago.
Still love Polish jokes, right?
Yeah. When they're about Russians especially.
And then it kind of, Polish jokes are the newfie jokes with regard to Canada.
How do you break a Polish person's finger?
Tell me.
Punch him in the nose.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's hilarious.
I just do a sound for that.
You've been under arrest for telling a Polish ethnic joke.
Yeah,
what do you have? What would you like us to hear next, Michael?
Let's listen to it's an orchestral work, "Voyage to the Sun."
Who's performing?
Pacific Symphony.
And who's conducting?
Carl St. Clair.
What's the piece about?
It's about 5 minutes.
What's it about?
It's about
music. This and that and music and
is it based on anything by Carl Ruggles?
No,
because he has this piece called The Sun Treader.
No. That's a great work.
That's a great work, Charles. Sing us a piece.
bum, 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 bum.
Let's see if Michael sounds like that.
And there's like an A and a B flat all going against each other, sustained.
Your
with
story
this
has not become tiresome.
Oh, has not? Was that sarcasm I just heard?
Your story has not become tiresome. Let's hear Michael's piece. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, if you do want... No, I mean, in all seriousness.
Yeah, tell us something.
No, actually, I'm not. Let's listen to it. Then I'll tell you. No, yeah, the reason why is because I, you know, for me, I don't like going into a concert and it's like they give you the program notes.
I like
and it's
your
like,
program notes.
Yes, this is the scene where the cows are jumping over the stone wall.
I like
and
to know
no,
that.
No, I don't like that
I kind
stuff.
Of agree. I agree.
I don't like that stuff, you know, dictated to me.
I kind of agree with you. Part of the enjoyment of a piece is the ambiguity of the story behind it, not fully knowing and maybe figuring out to a certain extent as you're listening.
So on the programmatic absolute scale, you're more of an absolute person. And the answer to that is... I don't know.
I have a window break sign.
Yes. I'm looking for a window
break. Name of the piece again.
Voyage to the Sun.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Good stuff there. Voyage to the Sun for Symphony Orchestra by Mike Katanska. You'd think he wouldn't be such a goofball given all this wonderful music we're hearing, but sure enough.
Voyage to the Sun.
Uh-oh, sun. Copyright, copy, we're going to get sued if you don't, if you keep singing that.
Sun, voyage to you.
Ah, okay, here come the lawyers.
No, but it's not, I changed the words. But listen, that was a good piece, I liked it. I laughed, I cried.
That was, yeah, and I pooped in my pants. All right, that didn't work.
We're not talking about that.
Edit.
I'm not editing.
That was the Pacific.
Everything you say in here goes on record.
Yeah, that wasn't even funny.
That was the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
Poop Pacific. Pacific Symphony Orchestra. Who is the conductor again? Do you remember?
Atlantic.
Carl St. Clair.
Carl St. Clair. Yes, I know the name. A common interpreter of new music, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Are you just making that shit up?
Yeah.
Or do you know the name just because he just said it?
Both.
I know the name.
I'm good to tell you.
No, actually, when we were talking before, that's with the Lucas Foss recording.
Right. There you go. Good stuff, Mike. You the man.
Very good. Lucas Floss.
That's right. I could just said.
What are we going to do now, Charles?
I'm going to ask Mike Katanska, what do you have for us next?
Oh.
Other than falling down the stairs. And there he goes.
Come back, Mike. Come back, he's going right around.
Back to the fridge.
He's going around. He's in circles, man.
Just to give you a heads up, Gatanska and Mr. Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk, have been drinking beers all afternoon.
Fuck you, man.
And as a result...
Lick my balls.
And...
Fuck you, man. I ain't gonna be listening to your crap no more.
Yeah. We're gonna make you famous like Amos.
Oh, man. Like Amos. What am I doing here, guys?
Do you have any more chamber music?
What?
I am not responsible for all this behavior, but what the hell, I'm here.
What else is on the CD you gave us?
Oh,
porn.
But you gotta pull it out, man.
No, leave it in. Charles likes it. Leave it in. All right, we're pulling out the CD.
I have some Barry Manilow.
I'm gonna pull it out. Okay, let's see.
No, there's no.
I'm gonna read the CD. Web, Mike Gatanska. Oh yeah, go to michaelgatanska.com for the web.
Go there or don't.
And then he has something called the and if you don't go there, you won't get it. There. The Whispering Wind. Is that a...
Don't we have a sound effect for that?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, Charles.
Dog.
Then Expedition Abomids.
What?
The Third Mind.
That's the name of a movie.
What's Abomids?
Aboard.
It's an R. It's looking like an IZ. It's an R. Sorry. Okay. Expedition Aboard the Third Mind for Symphony Orchestra. That sounds good. Which one can we hear? Some of these we can't hear because Mike doesn't want us to hear it.
Oh, I want you to. I just can't let you.
Legally.
if we hear this, he has to kill us.
You know what? I don't know. Can you put that like...
I could cut it up.
Like, I don't know. Somewhere in the middle or something.
Which one? The fourth one?
Yeah.
Expedition. Okay. Why don't you, while I...
No, wait. Maybe not the middle. Maybe... somewhere in the...
Okay, good. Why don't you talk about it for a second, Expedition, and then we'll figure it out.
Well, no, because the Third Mind was something that was written about by William S. Burroughs.
Uh-huh.
And a big...
Penis.
No, I'm not going to tell you anything now.
No. I'm really listening.
Based on that...
I was really listening.
Yeah, right.
The Third Mind.
Here we are.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Oh, can I have some music, though? I was kind of like... I was painting a picture with words here.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Yes. The Third Mind. Back during a time when all of us were just microorganisms floating. All right, no.
Nice.
This is one of the goofiest shows that we've ever had of Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
You're a Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
No, but what he was saying, what Burroughs was saying or trying to do was a lot of his creative work was coming from the subconscious. So that's what he called, referred to as the third mind, rather than, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Coming out of your ass. So that's what most people say. He called it the third mind. My kid just called us all poopy heads. And how much I agree with him.
Yes. So what's this piece again?
I don't know.
What have you been doing?
I've been trying to figure out what the hell you guys are talking about.
Oh, let's get. Can we get some music here?
Hello.
Hello.
Listen to the music as you all of a sudden dance around. Feel it. Oh, oh my gosh. What's happening? Oh.
This is the goofiest program. This is goofier than Matt Fields.
The Third Mind by Michael Gattazka, performed by some random orchestra.
Yowza.
Here on Noise Punk and
we'll
Das
tell you more later.
Crooner. Expedition Aboard the Third Mine by Michael Katanska, a portion of that piece for Symphony Orchestra. Hello?
You're gay.
Suck my dick!
Suck my dick! I want to tell now a story about Charles
no,
when he was a little
no,
younger.
No!
Michael, would you like to tell this story?
No!
I think Michael should
no,
tell this story.
No! No!
Gene's got to do it.
When Charles was a younger man, when he was like 53...
Shut up.
He used to call...
Or five.
He used to call this...
No!
Turn your mic off.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. He used to call a TV show and say, suck my dick!
Yeah, not true.
Like, that was a beautiful piece.
Very beautiful piece.
I don't know where the expedition is to. Oh, wait, we do know. What is it called?
Expedition.
the third mine. It's of the third mine. Boy, whatever you guys are taking, I want some. But,
oh, man. Okay. Mm. Well, it was performed by some orchestra. It was very
somewhere.
Nice.
Somewhere
in the world.
At some point.
Yeah.
And we liked it. Do we have one more piece? Should we play another portion? Or no? You don't want us to play? What are you?
Yeah, we,
why
I
are
don't
making
know.
Faces?
You could do the first one. But that would have to be like just...
Like, I mean, a minute?
Yeah.
First minute?
Yeah, first minute.
What
Let's
is it called?
That.
What is it called? What is it called, Michael?
What's on the CD?
Again, I gotta take this stupid CD out? Come on, just tell me what it's called.
Whispering Wind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, those the Whispering Wind, there's some kind of a... song. It's like a funny song. What is that? Come on, something funny.
That same title is...
The Whispering Wind can blow it in. The summer wind, actually.
Summer wind can blow it in. I don't think it was a... Can you do a Sinatra version of Whispering Wind?
I could. Okay, no. The Whispering Wind.
Okay, so Whispering Wind played by... Some of these recordings are available on... Are they available?
Yeah, well,
commercial recording?
The one about the hummingbird is on the Albany record label, correct?
Correct.
And by the way, got a huge rave review when it came out initially on classicstoday.com, which is a fascinating website that lists all new releases that come out.
Yeah, but there was one guy that from Vermont or something, he gave it a crappy review.
Oh, really?
And I can't believe it because... First of all, it's a guy from Vermont. You'd say, well, if you're going to give a crappy review, then take your Minnie Mouse ears and go to Disney World.
Oh, shit. Sorry,
And don't
Dennis,
come through Connecticut. Because I...
So, sorry, Dennis, who's hosting our show on his website.
From Vermont.
From Vermont.
Nice going. Thanks,
God,
Mike.
Damn it, this guy's going to get us kicked off our show.
Vermont is awesome. Go Montpelier.
Go the Fighting 64th.
Go Green Mountains.
Montpelier.
Go Maple Syrups.
Montpelier, even though in my opinion it should be pronounced Montpellier, since it's a French word, but...
Charles, you're really...
Yeah.
You're really a homo sapien.
I could... Homo sapien.
Let's go. Let's play this piece. The Whispering Vermont.
What do you want?
Yeah, whisper... Go... Yeah, it's just the first minute, though.
The first minute.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to hear the other minutes... Fuck you.
What's the name again? I'm sorry.
Yowza.
What? You guys are talking about umpteen things. What is the name, Mike?
The Lonely Goldberg.
You guys. I'm in an insane asylum, ladies and gentlemen. All right, then. Here on Noise Punk and Dust. The Whispering Wind. Okay. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Portion of The Whispering Wind for Symphony Orchestra by our guest, Mike Gatanska, here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's, what can I say, amazing stuff. Needless to say, thank you for coming on. I'm not fully sure what just happened around here for the last hour as we've been going nuts and everything.
That's my son playing the war truck.
In case you're wondering, that's the if you can hear the microphones can catch it. You're hearing a little boy playing Dvorak 9 second movement.
I thought that was Lang Lang playing.
Yeah, he's my son.
Oh.
He's my daughter.
No.
He's your wife.
He's my wife. Charles, my bitch.
Mike. Yeah. Well, whatever. Mike, hope springs eternal.
What's coming up for you next?
Obvious question. What's coming up for you next?
Something obvious. It's not obvious.
What's not obvious? What's Good coming
question.
Up next?
Yeah.
Oh, what's coming up next? Well, we're going to head to Tap a Keg, right?
All right. Professionally, Michael.
Oh. Can we...
What?
Okay.
you can say what should happen next in your life on the show.
Yeah. Well, no, I have a flute and percussion piece that's going to be premiered in... Oh, I wish I had the dates.
Okay, but I mean, this is the show.
Yeah, flute percussion piece.
Premiered soon.
I have a piano piece that I wrote, actually, and was commissioned by Kathleen Sapovi. So she's recording that this November, and that's all she's going to perform it to. But what else? Yeah, I have another project that is for a choral group and in Connecticut, and that's what's coming up.
All right.
So. And I guess if you want to find out more, michaelgatanska.com, do you update your things and put dates and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you do anything there, right? Okay. And, of course, Mike could be hired for parties and bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah.
To entertain. Anyway, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great.
And here comes the theme music.
Yes, and after one of the more obscure shows that we've ever had, great show. And until next time,
noise to you!
Noise Punk and the Skruna. Noise Punk and the Skruna. Noise Punk and the Skruna. No more.